Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Will Seymour. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Will Seymour. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norman. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Farrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog takes first base on ball four. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. There goes Hoog. The throw from Grubb to second, and Hoog is out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Norman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig bunts towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to third. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. Bird moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds bunts towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Moore covering. Safe. Hayes moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Farrell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bird. Appling reaches second base with a double. Swanson moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to third. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grubb. Crosetti scores. Glenn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Yankees. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden now pitching. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 3 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Glenn is hit by the pitch. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. G. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.